Welcome back to Break Time U. This is Patrick, joined again by David Noor, one of the greatest authors and speakers that impact your life you're ever going to find. This segment, again, brought to you by Liquid Death. Go check out that mango chainsaw. Yes, it's called Mango Chainsaw. Believe me, though, it's great. You'll love it. One of the fastest growing brands in America. So, David, we've been talking about how to make more money. Make yourself more valuable.
It is one of those driving factors for most of us.
It doesn't grow on trees, but it sure helps make the world go round. So we've spent time talking about skills, knowledge, and the world's filled with it. And you're a walking wealth of knowledge. But tell the folks here, no matter what they do.
I want the audience to think about the last time you got caught in a massive rainstorm. I don't know about where you live, but I live in Atlanta.
We're in Phoenix, where it's been raining for 6 days in a row now.
God help you. I just want to run a quick, grocery store run. And you get out of your car and the sky opens up. And almost every one of us wish, man, I wish I had, an umbrella. So where is it? It's sitting back at the house.
Not a good spot for
right? Knowledge is the exact same thing. It's most useful to you when you carry it around with you, when you kind of start to have it at your disposal. And it is one of the fastest ways for you to make more money. So I've always been really curious about where does knowledge, what is it, and where does it come from? So last time we talked about skills, and I want the audience to think of skills as all about how do I do something? How do I learn to do something that's of great value to my company? Right. So I work in the warehouse and I take the inventory that comes in and I stack it on shelves. And I start thinking, what if I learn to drive the truck? And now my hourly rate goes from 10 or 15 bucks an hour to now maybe 20, 25 an hour.
Right.
So that additional skill of learning how to drive that truck improves my income. Knowledge is about really figuring out of all the skills that I have, which ones actually work, which ones are almost like a, if you have a toolbox, I do not want to be hitting that nail with a screwdriver. That's not going to work really well, right?
Or that's complete lack of knowledge.
Okay. Right? I don't want to try to drill that screw in with a hammer. Again, it's not going to go very well.
Yep.
So think of knowledge the same way. You have a toolbox. It's between our ears. It's with our hands. It's knowing how to do something. Which one of those skills will create the best result, the best outcome when I'm faced with this problem? The more knowledge you gain, the more knowledge, the application of that skill, how do I apply this skill to solve this problem, to find the new solution, to figure out a better way? Patrick, one of the things that I walk around companies that really bothers me is when you either hear or see people say, well, we've always done it that way.
That's a kiss of death.
And every manager, every supervisor, sure, there are certain things you want to be consistent about.
Right.
But I love it when they ask or somebody thinks, is there a better way? Is there a different way? We've always done it that way. Says who, right? So where did this sacred cow, where did this only one way of doing something come from?
I mean, it'd be like you met my grandson today and it'd be like not parenting him. Just say, no, you're going to do it this way. The kid never grow.
That's exactly right. So I love it when people ask, regardless of your company, regardless of your position or job in the company, start asking, I wonder if there's a better way. I wonder if there's a different way. I wonder if there's a less expensive way. I wonder if there's, without cutting corners, without cutting quality, I don't want to jeopardize, I don't want to put at risk kind of what we do and how we do it and maybe the happy customers we have. But that's an idea, that's an approach to what knowledge can I gain? What skills and knowledge can I bring to this job that makes me more valuable? If you think about your pay raise, if you think about making more money, directly related to, I want you to draw a line. I want to make more money. Two, how can I create more value for my company? If you do that through your skills, through your knowledge, great bosses, great supervisors, great managers are going to see that. And they're going to say, Beth, Susan, Hector, come with me because now I want you to do this job, or I could use your help with this, or I'm wondering if you can help us with this, and that makes you more valuable.
One of the most valuable lessons that I've ever learned from you is it's a simple phrase, ask better questions.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I don't know that my boss would want to hear that question, then think about how you could ask that question in a better way. Expand upon that because that is an incredibly valuable lesson.
Yeah, I'm a big believer of, everybody talks about how to become a better boss or manager or supervisor. We don't hear enough about how to be a really good teammate.
Right.
And as a teammate, first thing I need you to do is do the job that you're asked to do, right? Do the job that you're paid to do.
And
Be
that's
really good
key.
at.
We want to reinforce that here, folks. We want you to help make more money. That's what we're doing, but do your job. It's a simple thing.
That's where it starts, right? You
Yeah.
got to do the job that you're being paid to do and you're asked to do.
Right.
Build on it with better questions. So a lot of people will jump into doing something without asking, tell me either why we're doing this or tell me. And sometimes you remember asking our parents, why do I need to go to bed? Because I said so, right? A lot of times
Exactly.
our moms, dad just said so. Sometimes in companies, it's the manager's job and supervisor's job to just kind of, we got to get this done, right?
Right.
But and this is where, you have to use good judgment in thinking about, is there a better way? Is there a different way? How do I ask a better? You want better answers? Ask better questions.
It's
It's not, I didn't say more questions. What about this and this and this and that? That's more.
Yeah.
I'm curious, or I was wondering, right? So I've learned this from my wife. How we ask something is as important as what we ask. So I was wondering, or would you be open to, can I suggest? Is it, can I suggest, we use these plastic crates instead of the paper ones because, or the cardboard ones because we don't have to throw them out. We can reuse them. Can I suggest or can I ask you a question? Ask for permission, right? A lot of times, again, great managers, great leaders, great supervisors want your curiosity, want a better way of doing something. And how you ask something goes a long way.
Well, as you said, we want a better answer, ask a better question. And that may be just whether our next segment's about relationships. If you're struggling with your boss, your significant other, that's something that some people have to look themselves in the mirror, be honest with themselves. Are you asking it's not what you said, it's how you said it, which to me, God, we both have wonderful spouses. We both outkicked the coverage on that one. But to me, that's one of the most important lessons I've had to learn in my life.
And it's a lesson that will serve you, will be really good for you at work and in life, right?
And that's what Break Time U is about.
Yeah.
We want to help people in all aspects of their life.
You're exactly right. So we've been talking about how to make more money. One, learn new skills. Always look for ways to learn new skills. This one has been all about how do I apply that skill in a knowledge that makes me more valuable. I can't wait for the next one in this series that we can focus on now. How do I build better relationships with the people I work with? How do I become better friends to people I work with?
So, David, one thing I'd love people to be able to find you because I'm sure at this point people are enjoying your segments. How do they find more information about you?
The beautiful part, Patrick, is with Google, there's no place for any of us to
It's a
hide.
great place to find
Right.
anything.
That's right. So if you just search my name, David Knorr, Nour, you'll find books and articles and videos. Obviously, you and I do a lot around, Break Time University. And so if you just Google my name, you'll find that. But also our website, Knorr, NourGroup.com. There's a blog there. If you're on LinkedIn or Twitter, now X, I'm also, we're on Instagram and Facebook. But just search my name and a good chance you'll find most of that stuff.
So, Let's wrap it up this segment here. And this segment again brought to you by Liquid Death at Mango Chainsaw. It's Patrick's favorite. David's begging to try this simply amazing can. And you can win this water bottle that looks just like the can that's in your break room right now. All you have to do is text the word water to 833-410-0524. Again, 833-410-0524. Text water. David, thanks for joining me in this segment on Break Time University.